Hello everyone, Dr. Murali Subramaniam here. Welcome back to my podcast channel, Cancer Care. I have received lots of queries on the relationship between smoking and lung cancer. Today's session is dedicated to all those smokers, past smokers who are living with the fear of lung cancer, and those who are very confident about not getting attacked by this disease even after smoking. Cancer has already become evil to our civilization. Apart from several risk factors, smoking is the topmost risk factor for lung cancer. Around 90% of lung cancer deaths are caused due to smoking. Risks in active smokers. Smoking cigarettes increases the risk of lung cancer by 15 to 30 times. Even if you smoke 1 to 2 cigarettes a day, you take yourself closer to the risk of lung cancer by the risk of at least 3 to 5 times. Trachea and bronchus are the two parts of the lungs that get mostly affected by smoking caused by cancer. Risks in secondhand smokers. Some people think that only active smoking causes lung cancer, but researchers show that majority of non-smoker lung cancer patients have a history of staying around or living with regular or chain smokers. In actual, the traces of cancer-causing chemicals in tobacco smoke has a greater occurrence in a second-hand smoker than the active smoker. If you are living with a chain smoker, then your risk of getting lung cancer increases several folds. The most alarming point is that there is no safe level in case of such secondhand smokers. Risk in smokers who already quit smoking. I have heard a lot of people saying, "I have smoked for long, so quitting now will not provide any effect on my lung cancer risk." Somehow it's true. Long-term smoking causes permanent damage to different parts of our lungs, making it more feasible to cancer attack. But quitting smoking always reduces one's chance of getting cancer. For example, quitting at the age of 30 might lower your cancer risk by close to 80 to 90%, while quitting at 50 lowers the risk maybe by 50%. Also, one should note that smoking also causes other medical issues, particularly related to the heart and the blood vessels. So it is empirical to quit smoking, not only from the point of view of cancer, but also the other collateral damages it causes to the heart and blood vessels. Pipes, cigars, bidis, or hookah. I found a very common myth among people that smoking cigar, bidis, or hookahs are associated with a lower risk of lung cancer. This is completely wrong. These tobacco materials contain more tar than cigarettes, leading to a greater risk of lung cancer than cigarette smokers. Tips to lower the risk of lung cancer from smoking. For non-smokers, don't start smoking, even occasionally. Avoid standing around the person who is smoking. Follow a healthy diet rich in antioxidant vitamins. Do an ample amount of physical exercise. Try to generate awareness amongst other smokers. Tips for ex-smokers. Apart from following the recommendations for non-smokers, carry out an annual lung cancer screening test for once a year, particularly in those who are heavy smokers. For smokers, I have only one suggestion as of now: stop smoking immediately. In case of further inquiries, write to me. This is Dr. Murali Subramaniam signing off.